Hello again, my Audio Brew friends. As promised, for those of you who just listened to my February 8th entry, here's my February 9th and 10th combined Audio Brew for this February 10th, or February 10th, but a February 10th entry. So today's topic, in fact, yesterday's topic, February 9th, was, what do you think of Sundays? I suppose I didn't listen to all the audio booths, but I suppose some people, you know, might think of Sundays in a religious context and going to church and being with their fellow parishioners and worshipers. I have always found Sunday, unfortunately, to be a rather sad day. The reason being, especially as the day wears on. Sunday mornings isn't too bad, but Sunday afternoons can be brutal for me because, of course, it signals the start of a new week of going back to work or going back to school or whatever it may have been when I was younger. It also made me sad because oftentimes when I was younger, Sundays meant Sunday drives with the family. So we'd pack up a picnic and we'd take off usually around early in the morning, 8, 9 o'clock, sometimes earlier. And we would go for a long drive. My father would sometimes just try to purposely get lost. And we would go off and find ourselves a nice little place, stop, have a picnic. Oftentimes my grandmother would be with us, and she would sit there and either tell me a story or about when she was young, or talk about my grandfather, who I never met, who I never knew, or whatever have you. My father and I would sometimes take walks if there was woods nearby, and we'd go explore. And around that time, when I was young, this would have been just before the 1976 Summer Olympic Games in Montreal. There were many, many abandoned houses and farms because the contractors who were building a new airport in Mirabel, which is just north of Montreal, had expropriated a bunch of land to build the runways and everything else, but they hadn't built them yet. This would have been in the early 70s, 72, around 72, 73, I want to put it at. And I would have been around 8 or 9 years old. So very, very impressionable age for me, even younger than my daughter is at the present moment. And we would drive off and sometimes find these houses in derelict, abandoned. Sometimes the doors were not even present, so snow had gone in, wind and rain. And I realize now how probably dangerous it was for my father to be bringing an 8 or 9 year old boy into some of these houses. But of course, these houses were all slated for demolition, and eventually the land around them was all going to be used for runways and taxi lanes for the airplanes on this massive airport. Now, oftentimes my father would find things like, for instance, the post at the end of our huge stairwell in our house, which I believe I have a picture of that, which I may try to post in another audio boo because I don't have the picture with me. I have to scan it. But the post at the end of the banister actually came from one of these derelict houses. We had some corner moldings in one of the rooms that my father had used as a decorative item. And it was these, I'm not sure what they're called now, but they're basically squares that go at the ends of the moldings around the window. I know there's a name for them, but it escapes me right now. He had taken some of those from an old derelict house. I believe there was even a small piece of furniture, maybe like a side table or an end table or something like that. Again, that came from one of these old houses. So to me, Sundays signify these Sunday drives, but inevitably we'd have to come home. And usually it was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when the sun was, especially as the summer wore on and we went into fall, and my father would love to go and take pictures in the fall. So we would sometimes come home just before the sun started setting. And so the shadows were long and the light was a little bit strange. And I remember how I'd feel as we were pulling down our street and into our driveway, and the impending, tomorrow is school. And, you know, I had such a great time today with my parents going on this Sunday drive, and tomorrow I have to go to school. Don't get me wrong, it's not that I hated school or anything, but it's just, compared to the adventures I was having with my father and going into these old homes and smelling and touching history, literally. Sometimes I would go through these old kitchens in these houses and still find old cutlery and dishes. And it was quite something. It really was. And those times are gone now, for sure. You can't find anything like that anymore. When they expropriate land, they do a pretty good job of just getting rid of everything very quickly, because they have much more efficient machinery now. And laws probably prohibit them from leaving up derelict buildings like that unprotected. So that's what Sundays sort of mean to me. Even today, when the afternoon rolls around and the shadows start getting longer, I start dreading Monday mornings. Which is actually what the next February entry will be all about. Thanks for listening.